Hello, Cinnabar Moss, or any kind of moth you'd like to be. Welcome to the Writer's Triangle, Cinnabar Moss podcast about all things publishing and books. Today we're here with Joshua Lang, author of With God We Burn. With God We Burn is our December release. Joshua, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Rasta. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing well as well. Are you excited about the release of With God We Burn?
Honestly, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm also a little nervous because this is the first time any of my books has been in the hands of someone who's not family or you guys at the publisher. So it's a little nerve-wracking to get it out to the public, but I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, so there's always those natural nerves with the first release of a book and everything, but you're still feeling confident about the story itself. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah. I think it's a very relevant story, and I put a lot of effort into it. A lot of research went into it, so I think people who read it are going to like it, for sure.
That's great. And so with that, it's your first release of a book to the public and everything. What are you most looking forward to with that process? And are you planning on doing anything special to celebrate or recognize that achievement?
So I'm fortunate. I actually have a group of really close friends. I'm also pretty close with my family, which is a great, great fortune for me as well. So we're going to have a big party for it, which is really exciting. That's going to be fun. And as far as what I'm looking forward to, I just want to kind of share the story with the world. As I said before, I think it's very relevant, and I think it's an uplifting story, even though there's a lot of difficult moments. So I'm looking forward to just kind of sharing it with the world.
That's wonderful. I think that a lot of writers have that similar feeling. I know that I did with my book when I wrote it, of wanting, you know, just to share it and have people experience the story, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so with writing a book, that's a major accomplishment, and having it get published and everything. Is With God We Burn the first book that you've written?
With God We Burn is actually my third book. So my first was called The Sleeping Sun. It's an action-adventure story set in a kind of dystopian, futuristic Japan, and it was very, very inspired by Japanese history and anime as well. So that was my first book, and as for my others, we might circle back to those a little later.
Okay. And so you have written before, but would I be correct in my understanding this is the first time you've gone through a publisher and have it published?
Yes, that is the case. I did have, on my first book, I did have an agent, and we did get, I want to say, relatively close to getting published, but that just didn't work out, basically. It's a bit of a long story.
I see. And so With God We Burn is the first one you've gotten published then. How long did you start writing it?
So I first finished it, I started in 2019, and for pretty much all of my books, they usually take me about 6 months to finish. So I did that, finished it in about 6 months, and then I went on to start looking for a publisher. Now that took a little while, as I'm sure you know, Rasta, the publishing industry can be a little slow at times, but still, it's worked out in the end. I can't think of a better home than Cinnabar Moss, so it's all good.
We're happy to have you. And with that writing process, say it took you usually about 6 months to write a book. Mm-hmm. What is that writing process like for you? Do you have fun with it? Is it difficult? What is your feeling when you go through that process?
I would say it's a bit of everything. So for the most part, I would say it's a kind of a joyous experience. I think creative expression for me is the most fulfilling thing in the world. That there's nothing like it. But you can probably attest to this as well. It's a lot of investment, especially emotionally. So it can be quite exhausting and a little trying. But for me, I'd say mostly it's a happy experience.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely have had that experience as well, with the difficulty, I guess, in a way, of putting so much into a story, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of emotions, because so much of the stories, at least for me, come from very real places. They come from parts of your life that you're putting in, so it can be a lot.
And so getting a little bit into the story of With God We Burn, the story revolves around the main character's journey of understanding in a time of religious turmoil and conflict. What inspired this specific story for you?
So for any listeners who may not know what the book is about, it's I call it a reimagining of Romeo and Juliet set in the First Crusade. So if follows a young Christian boy who goes to war, initially thinking he's doing the right thing, but he meets a Muslim girl, and she kind of shows him the error of his ways, and they fall in love, kind of, again, like Romeo and Juliet. So, but as for their connection, it's very special to me because I was in a long-term relationship with a Muslim. She's someone that still means a lot to me, even though things ultimately didn't work out between us. So long story short, the story was inspired by my life and my connection. So there you go.
Yeah, so it comes from a rather personal place then.
It does, yes. It comes quite literally from the heart, for sure.
So I don't want to give too much away about the book itself, but I found several points in the book to be very emotionally moving, and I do definitely feel it came from the heart when reading it, both with hope and with sadness. Was it difficult for you to balance the sense of sadness and the sense of hope when writing the story?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. The overall goal, I'd say, was to create a hopeful story, but I think anyone who looks at the history of the Crusades, and in this case, the First Crusade, it's pretty clear that it was a very tragic time, a very difficult time. So it did take quite a bit of time for me to get the balance right. And I do have to say the great editors at Center of Our Moth really helped me get the balance right, I feel.
And so for you, the process then for With God We Burn to get it to its current state wasn't just writing it then, but also some time afterwards to really hone and kind of adjust some of the things in the story to get that balance to the way that it is now. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a very sensitive subject. You know, the religious world is very sensitive, understandably. So it took quite a bit of effort to get to fine tune the balance, I would say, with the difficulty of the subject.
It makes a lot of sense. Religion does have a lot of emotional charge on its own, right? And a lot of topics there to get through.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And so with God We Burn, you know, I think that every story has its message. And from reading With God We Burn, the message that I got from it is about recognizing kind of that humanity in each other, despite the differences. Especially with religious differences and sort of some of the dangers of blind faith, especially its potential to cause like great loss of human life and the risk of dehumanizing each other in the face of religious difference because of faith. Was this the message that you intended for the story?
I would say those are some of the key messages for sure. I mean, I personally believe that we're all connected on this planet as humans, and I think that even maybe goes deeper, but saying just that is enough. I think that's pretty powerful on its own. So those messages, as you said, were key. Also, this will sound a little cheesy, but I wanted to show with the book that I think love is possible even during the darkest times. So I don't mind saying it, even if it sounds cheesy. I think that's possible.
I don't think it sounds that cheesy. I think that's something that can be forgotten about a lot of times, right? That people can still connect with each other and still get to know each other even during times of strife and during times of pain.
Absolutely agreed.
And I think that's something that happens often, actually, that people end up finding each other during their most vulnerable times and connecting with each other during these times because there's so much raw emotion already at play, right? And so it's difficult to maintain a lot of the veneer and the masks that we keep up when we go through our daily lives that keeps us distant from people.
That's true. Yeah, it's a very insightful point. I agree with that.
And so I want to ask you a little bit about you as a writer and your experience with God We Burn. With this whole process of, you know, writing it and then going through the editing process and making all these shifts and adjustments, what was your greatest takeaway from With God We Burn in terms of your writing and your writing process?
So I actually learned probably the most believe it or not, in the research period. So I learned a lot about perspective. So I learned things that I might see as true or simple things, especially, as I said, in regards to history, might be seen as completely the opposite to someone else who looks at the same period. So I actually learned a lot about that power of perspective, about how something I may see one way, someone else can see is very complex and very difficult. So that is what I think helped me learn, or what helped me grow the most as a person throughout this whole process. I think that was really educational for me. So that's probably the main thing, actually, through the actual study of history.
Okay, so the research itself opened your eyes to, I guess, sort of the myriad of experience when it comes to things.
Yes, especially when speaking with you guys at Cinnabar Moss and kind of comparing notes, I learned a great deal from that, and I hope it comes across.
Yeah, I definitely felt reading through the story that there was a variety of perspective, and that you did a great job of not explicitly saying certain perspectives were wrong necessarily, mm-hmm. rather expressing this is an understandable place to be because mm-hmm. of the circumstances these characters are in, because they are in quite difficult, painful, and in many ways complex circumstances that are hard to say, you know, one side mm-hmm. is right or one side is wrong, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's definitely, I think, fair to say that the Muslims of the First Crusade were the victims of the overall war, but it still was a very complicated situation, and I hope that comes across in the book, that it shows, as you said, a good balance of the points of view.
Yeah, definitely feel like it did from my experience as a reader.
Oh, that's great.
And so with that, you mentioned before that you're close with your friends and family and that you're planning on throwing a party. Are your friends and family excited about the release of With God We Burn? Did they plan the party?
They did, actually. Yeah, they were quite insistent on it, even if I was I was resisting a little bit, just because I tend to be not as much into larger crowds per se. So they kind of really made sure that I'd be going. Let's put it that way. but they're bringing me in, and of course they're also buying a lot of copies of the book, which is quite a privilege as well. So
I think that's wonderful that you have a community of people that are so supportive of you and your writing.
Yeah, not everyone has it, so I can only say I'm fortunate, whatever you want to call it.
You also mentioned earlier that With God We Burn is the first book that you've written that has sort of seen the light of day with people other than the people that are close to you. Does that mean that during the writing process you were sharing this with your family, or did you sort of wait until you'd first finalized it before sharing with it? How involved were they in your writing process?
So I kept it pretty close to the vest, so to speak, until it was finished. The person who I think helped me the most was my dad. He really just encouraged me, but I didn't really show it off until it was finished. I kind of think that if you keep it close to the vest, you sort of hold on to that creative fire. I think once you start to show it to people, when it's, say, if it's half done, everyone has an opinion, and I think people will say, hey, you need to change this, you need to do that, and I think that kind of can diminish the original vision. So I tend, for the most part, to keep my books under wraps until the first draft is finished. So that applies even to the family, actually.
Okay, I can see that, with kind of wanting to make sure that you at least get your version of the story down first before you start taking input from other people.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think from my experience with writing my book, I definitely felt that it was nice to be able to write it and kind of get my ideas out first, because you end up with, usually with your first draft of something, you have so many ideas, so many different directions the story can go, right, that you kind of jam in there initially, and then you sort of peel away the layers until you get something a little bit more streamlined.
That's definitely true, yeah. And at least for me, I find my books tend to change a lot even as I'm writing them, even during the process. I'll have an idea that I think is going to be a certain way, and then I start writing it, and it changes kind of in real time. So that happens, at least for me.
Yeah, I definitely experienced something similar, and I think that being able to have a little bit of privacy with that can also be really nice. So I totally understand not sharing it with people until at least that first draft is done.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And so With God We Burn is now, you know, through the publication process, it's about to be released very soon, this upcoming Tuesday. How does it feel to know that With God We Burn is not only being released for people to read, but will also be listed in the U.S. Library of Congress?
I mean, honestly, that's something I really didn't even consider going into this whole writing journey. So I consider it a great honor knowing it's going to be preserved like that. But again, it's kind of amazing. I just didn't even occur to me that that was possible. But yeah, it definitely makes me feel special.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that you feel positively about it. And mm-hmm. with that, you know, it's coming out now. You'll have your party and everything. What do you hope happens next with God Reborn or with your writing?
Well, I obviously would, of course, love for the book to be a success and not just for me, but I hope that it helps Cinnabar Moth grow, because I know you guys have been really rapidly expanding, but I know when I first started working with you, I want to say we had a handful of authors. So it's and you guys have grown so much since then, but obviously I'd like to help the growth that much more, and I hope the book does aid in that. And yeah, hopefully people who read the book tell their friends about it.
Yeah, I hope that a lot of people are able to connect with this, that you can also experience the, you know, that warm feeling of having an audience of sorts that's a fan of your writing.
That would be great, yeah.
So with writing, are you hoping that writing becomes your career, to become an author as a way to sustain your life, or is it something that you do as a hobby?
Well, definitely the dream is to become a full-time author. I usually write every other day, even after I work. And as for my library, I guess you can call it, I have 7 books finished myself. So I mentioned Sleeping Sun was my first book. 4 of my other books are part of a science fiction and fantasy series, which is called Civilization Zero. Now, those books are about a young astronomer who basically uncovers a conspiracy involving UFOs / UAPs, as they're called now. And she teams up with a group of ETs to fight a secret organization, which is led by basically an evil human, a human tyrant. Now, for those, I actually am working with an agent. He's helping me out a great deal, and I'm hoping he can maybe get me a great deal on that. And that would allow me to make it a full-time deal for me to write. And then the last book I have is actually an indirect sequel to With God Reborn, which is called The Angel of Death. And I'm actually hoping I can publish that with you guys sometime in the future. We'll have to see how the availability goes. I know you guys are booked up for quite a while now, but hopefully in the near future we can work that out too.
Yes, sounds like you have a wonderful stable of books that are in process currently. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, everything moves forward well, and perhaps the momentum from With God Reborn can help push that momentum for the rest of your writing as well.
Yeah, that's the dream right there, for sure.
And so getting back to With God Reborn, when we think about, you know, success, right, and the idea of books being successful, we often think about them also entering into other media like TV series, movies, things of that nature. When you think of With God Reborn, do you think it'd be better as a TV series or a movie experience?
To be honest, I've always envisioned it as a TV series. I think it would really work because from episode to episode, you could change perspectives from the 3 main characters. And I think that would really work for a TV show. The book is only from one point of view of the one, the young Christian knight. But I think a TV show could pull off potentially doing 2 or 3 different points of view. And that's kind of why I feel it would work best.
That makes a lot of sense, because there definitely is within the book, even though it does focus on the Christian knight, a lot of mention of the experiences of several other key characters in that experience. Of course, love interest, the Juliet to his Romeo, so to speak, is
yep,
one of
absolutely.
Them. But yep. There are also several others who play a very large part in his experience and the experience of the story as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah, especially the proverbial Juliet's brother is very important as well. I think you can definitely do a TV show where one, you know, each episode switches from main character to him. I think that would work really well, actually.
And so following up on that idea of a TV series, right, do you have an idea of who you maybe would like to cast for any of these roles, any actors or actresses?
So I don't really keep up too much with newer movies or TV shows. So a lot of my favorite films are from the 70s. So if you talk to me about Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford, or Faye Dunaway, I'm definitely your guy. But for newer stuff, I'm not as familiar, to be honest. So what I'd like to do is actually just leave that to our listeners. if anyone does have any suggestions, please let me know on social media after you read the book. I'd love to hear them because I don't really know a lot of modern actors.
That makes a lot of sense. I don't really follow modern actors or actresses either. Although I do consume the content, it's just hard for me to keep track of everybody. So.
Oh, I know. There's so much, right? Of course, yeah.
So yeah, everybody listening, feel free to, you know, send Joshua some suggestions about that, and I'm sure he'll be very interested to talk with all of you.
Please, yeah, that would be great.
And so following up on that, you know, if with God We Burn were to go through this process, right, of being taken up as a TV series, what level of creative control would you want over that experience? Would you want to be heavily involved, not very involved?
I'd say it would depend. You probably would agree with me on this, Rasta, but I think it's fair to say Hollywood usually is known for taking great books and turning them into maybe questionable movies or TV shows. So I'd probably want to be involved, but if we had, say, like Ridley Scott directing it, I'd probably be more inclined to trust him. But either way, I think if I shared a vision with the director or, say, the person writing the screenplay, I'd probably just be happy to sit on the set for the cool experience.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. And I definitely agree that there have been cases, or quite a few cases, where it's gone really, really well, and also cases where it's been gone really badly.
Yeah, that's, yes.
And I think everybody has a few, like, books that they think, ah, oh, man, I remember seeing the movie adaptation or the TV series adaptation, and I hated it. It didn't match my vision of the book at all.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that a lot more than the other way around, that's for sure, in my life anyway.
So following up on that, you know, let's say it's gone through this process and you had a little bit of creative control, a little bit of a hand in it to make sure that it stayed true to kind of the spirit of your story, but it was mostly left in the hands of a capable director or screenwriter, and it went through the entire process and it's now going to the premiere. Would you want to go to that premiere? And if you did, who would you take with you?
I think I would, honestly. LA never really appealed to me, to be honest, but I think I would want to go. And I'd probably just go with, again, you know, some close family and friends. I'm kind of still waiting on, you know, the one in my life, but that I'm expecting that to happen pretty soon. But also, I would like to invite you guys from Cinemar Moth as well, if you're willing to make the long trip from Japan.
Yeah, I think in that situation, we'd have to, you know, make sure it fits in with our schedule, but it'd be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be glad to have you.
So following up on that idea of, you know, all the success with God We Burn being in a bestseller to TV adaptation and everything, that involves with it at least a little bit of fame, right? Getting some recognition there. When we talk about fame, there's a lot of different levels. For you, would you want to be as famous and well-known as someone, for example, like Stephen King, where you lost your anonymity? What kind of fame would you be interested in having?
Well, I guess I'd say I'm less interested in fame and more interested in just the success, like just having the comfort of being able to kind of, you know, provide for anyone I need to. And so I probably prefer to live it out quietly, you know, as just a successful author, maybe not too well-known, but I think the more I thought about it, I think I'm kind of getting open to that idea of actually being famous. And all I can say is for right now, I'm just enjoying the ride where I'm at.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's quite a process to get to fame and not something that we can fully control in a lot of ways, right?
Sometimes, yeah. I like to call it a staircase climb, at least for me. It's kind of working my way up.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I definitely agree with the core of it is, you know, being able to live your life and support yourself and what you want to do financially while still enjoying being an author.
Yep, absolutely.
And so with that idea, right, of enjoying your time as an author and everything, You mentioned that it takes you about 6 months to write a book from start to finish. Has that always been the case for you? And is it just natural for you to write at that pace?
Yeah, so believe it or not, all seven of my books have taken almost exactly 6 months. I'm not quite sure how that's worked out because they are of varying lengths. So my science fiction books can be up to 400 pages, 110,000 words. With God We Burn, I believe, is currently around 70,000, I want to say. So, but it's strange that that's been pretty much all my books have worked out that way. So I can't really explain it, but it just, the system I have works.
And it's wonderful that you have a writing process that works for you. It is interesting that the different lengths don't affect it at all. But I mean, if it's working for you, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's inexplicable, but all I can say is it works.
That's wonderful. And as a final bit here, do you have any advice or anything that you'd give to any aspiring authors out there?
I've heard the saying a lot is to write what you know, and I think that's a little simplistic, but honestly, my main advice is kind of what I was saying earlier about keeping your ideas close to your vest, because I do think the moment you start sharing with people, they are going to do everything in their power to change it. And 9 times out of 10, I'd say they don't really mean to, they're not trying to do anything negative, but they can have influence over your work. And I prefer for writers to stick with their guns, so to speak, until it's finished. And then you can kind of work with changes if you need to. But that's probably my biggest piece of advice.
Okay, so your biggest piece of advice is to maintain your original creativity, get that out first, and then make the changes you need.
Yes, I would say to trust your vision. I mean, obviously, if you need help editing, you know, some grammatical things, that's different. But I'm talking about purely about the creative ideas. My advice is just trust your own vision first.
I mean, that's wonderful and great advice. I think that a lot of authors can sometimes struggle with trusting themselves. And it's true. Your creativity is what makes your writing yours, right?
Exactly. Yep.
And so, Joshua, I'd like to thank you for coming on the Writer's Triangle and for talking with us today.
It was my pleasure. Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's been wonderful having you. And to all our beautiful moths, thank you for listening. Be sure to buy With God We Burn coming out this upcoming Tuesday. And so, Joshua, can you tell us where we can find you as far as social media goes?
Of course, yeah. So you can find me at Lange170, that's L-A-N-G-E 170 on Twitter, or I guess X as it's now called, and then also at Josh G. Lange on Instagram.
Wonderful. And to everybody listening, be sure to visit cinnabarmoth.com to check out the transcripts, and we'll also have the link to Joshua's social media. Once again, Joshua, thank you for talking to me today. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure as well. Thank you, Rasta.
Bye-bye.
Bye.